This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about why it's so hard to leave narcissistic relationships. One reason why it's so hard, the good times. The good times in a relationship with a narcissist make it hard to let it go. It's not like, y'all know I do my one-on-ones over Zoom and whatnot. And one of the most common phrases, one of the most common statements that people make is they say things like, well, it wasn't always bad. There were good times too. They weren't always this way. That's why it's so hard to let go. Yeah. Ding, 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 ding. Ring the bell. Bam. You know the little staples button? That was easy. That's right there. You got it. That's why it's so hard to leave, because it's not always been bad. Yes, you nail meet hammer. Hammer, nail head meet hammer. Bam. You just hit the nail right on top of the head, y'all. Listen to yourselves. That's why it's hard to leave, because the good times were there. They was not always bad. And a lot of people in these situations, because there were good times, you apply more weight to the good times. You apply more weight to when they were treating you good to how they are treating you terribly. You know what I mean? You 10 pounds of feathers, 10 pounds of feathers, 1 pound of lead. Which one weighs more? The 10 pounds of feathers. Feathers sound light. Look, I would love 10 pounds of feathers right now. That actually sounds pretty pleasant. Put it in the pillow. That sound like a pillow top feather. That sound like a body pillow. Like, give me the 10 pounds of feathers. But in all actuality, the 10 pounds of feathers is the toxic, you know, the 10 pounds of feathers is the toxic times, y'all. Like, you apply more, you're giving more weight to the good stuff when it's actually not as like, they can treat you good. Oh, they took me to Paris. I remember the flight to Paris. We were in the Eiffel Tower, and then we got back to the hotel room, and they beat my ass. They broke my wrist, bloodied my eye, swole my face shut. But hey, it happened in Paris. It could have happened in the streets of Reedsville. It could have happened in the streets of Reedsville, North Carolina. But at least I got my eye blacked in Paris. You see what I'm saying? Like, so many people apply so much to the good that it outweighs the bad, or it overshadows the bad. It's kind of like a camera focus. You ever seen a movie when something is really close to the camera like this right here? I mean, if you're on my podcast, I'm really close to the camera. Like, if something is really close to the camera and the background is all fuzzy, you have bought, like, your mind has bought the good times to the front, where you're just completely focused on the good times, right? But the background, the back stuff, and the bad, you know, the stuff that's out of focus is the bad things. And it is more bad things than good things. But we are centrally focused. You have a clearer vision on the good times. And a lot of people in these circumstances, in these situations, can't imagine that person that they've been with doing those good times with somebody else. The thought of them giving those same good times to someone else hurts you so badly that you don't even want to think about it. You see what I'm saying? The thought of them being good or being nice and kind to somebody else makes your stomach hurt. Your stomach is bubbling now, right? If you are still in it, your stomach is probably super bubbling right now. You got the bubble guts thinking about your you pooting and farting and thinking about your narcissistic partner or your narcissistic ex, or them treating somebody else better. You see what I'm saying? Stomach growling and rumbling. Because you're imagining them giving the new person everything that you've been wanting and needing, everything that made you happy. You're imagining them giving it to someone else. That's why I tell people, you have to bring into focus the bad stuff. Focus on the bad stuff. No matter how, like, if I get too close to the camera, it starts to get blurry. So you need to focus on the bad stuff in the background. Put the stuff that's in the background, make that the central focus to help you get past it. To help you get past the stuff. Like, so many, you apply too much weight to the good stuff. it wasn't always badly, but what about this? What about that? Was that fake? Was it all fake? So me personally, do I truly believe that it was all fake in a relationship with a narcissist? This is my own personal perspective. Y'all can disagree with me. You know, my own personal perspective, that I don't think every single time it was all fake. And this could be different with narcissistic people across the board. The more sociopathic ones can really fake a relationship. But your general run-of-the-mill narcissist like myself, when I'm with someone at the beginning, that's my person. I'm love bombing that person because I want to be with that person. It's certain that everybody's circumstance is going to be different. Some people are love bombing you because they need a place to live. Some people are love bombing you because they need a new supply. You know what I mean? But if the world has brought y'all together, both single at the same time or whatever, they have, like, they genuinely think something about, I don't think it was all fake. You mean, but don't let me say it was, oh, so it wasn't all fake, Lee? Let me go back to this person. Hell, that's not what I said. I ain't seen it. I gotta get it stern with y'all sometimes because y'all will misinterpret the hell out of the stuff I just said. Just because it wasn't fake at the beginning doesn't mean you need to go back, because it's not going to go back to that. They might have been being fake.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Themselves at the beginning, because they might have thought that they cared about you, or they might have genuinely cared about you a little bit. You see what I'm saying? They became someone else to get you to fall in love with them. Typically, they mirror you. They start to behave like you and act like you, so you end up falling in love with yourself. They have similar interests as you. You know, so, oh, surprise, you got mirrored, so you actually ended up falling in love with yourself. Shocker. You see what I'm saying? When they start to become who they actually are, that's why you don't love them anymore. You're like, this is weird. You don't act the same anymore. What's going on with you? They've become who they actually really are. You see what I'm saying? That's how it goes, y'all. You fall in love, they give you this distorted image of yourself. They mirror you and they become you, and they behave like you. That's what I'm telling you. You fall in love with yourself when they're mirroring you. The good times could have been they were acting like you. And then when the mask slipped, their real personality started coming out, you didn't love them anymore, because you were never in love with the real version of them. You were in love with this idealized image that you might have created of them. You see what I'm saying? The same thing applies to the narcissist. It's wild how that works. But yeah, stop applying so much. Like, bring the bad stuff into focus and focus on the hurt and the pain of that black eye or that broken wrist in Paris, other than the kiss in front of the Eiffel Tower picture. You see what I'm saying? Think about that, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You fake holding it up with your broken wrist. You see what I'm saying? Your wrist is broken. You got a cast on your wrist, but you're holding up the Leaning Tower of Pisa in that angle that people do when they're just like, do, or they just act like they're holding it up with their hands, the Leaning Tower of Pisa. You know, you're holding it up with a cast on your arm, but hey, I got this picture. You forget how you got the cast on you. You forget how you got your damn arm broken. You're using that arm to shield against to keep the Leaning Tower from falling on you. That's the mindset, y'all. Focus on I know it's hard sometimes, but like sometimes you have to actually focus on who they actually are to help you get past it. Because if you don't focus on who they actually are, you can't get past it. It'd be hard as hell to get past it. I'm just being realistic with you. If you don't focus on who they actually are and accept them for who they actually are, it's going to be hard as hell to get past that person. The good times keep you there. The bad times help you stay away. You see what I'm saying? The bad times, you focus on the bad times, it helps you understand and realize and validate your truth. Like, damn, this person is horrible. Yeah, they were nice to me at one point in time, but they are horrible, horrible as hell right now. In this instance, they are intentionally being horrible and dishonest to me. That's why you have to take your power back in these circumstances, y'all. Focus on the bad stuff. I know it hurts. It's going to suck to understand and realize what you've been through. But sometimes you actually have to focus on the bad stuff, because they can actually help you heal. They can lead you down this healing journey to help empower you even more. So you have to empower yourself and be as strong as you possibly can. Because if you don't, I'm just telling you, they're going to take advantage of you. They're going to run over top of you. And they're going to. And look, this is what narcissistic people do. When you try to get rid of them, They're going to try their hardest to get you to focus on the good times. They're going to start sending you old pictures, old trinkets. They're going to send you old pictures, trinkets, all types of stuff to get you to try to remember the bad stuff, to get you to try to forget the bad stuff and focus on the good stuff. I just posted a text message the other day. Well, a toxic man said this to his ex. He's like, I just want you to make sure you remember the good times and not the bad stuff that we went through, because the good times were very good. They want you to forget the bad stuff. They want you to apply more weight to the good stuff. They want you to do that. And like I say, if you are still in contact with them, I know going no contact is difficult for some people. It's the best way to help you heal. But going no contact is difficult for some people, but it can actually help you heal faster. I tell people in your situation, whatever you're dealing with, just understand that's how it goes sometimes, y'all. Understand the mindset. Understand the mentality that got you here or that's keeping you here in this spot. Don't focus on the good times, because I'm telling you, those good times will keep you there, keep you going back repeatedly. The promises of going back to the beginning. Hey, let's try again. Let's start over. And the thought of starting over and getting love bombed again by this person can be exhilarating to you. It can be toxic, the toxic exhilaration. You can feel it, y'all. You understand what I'm saying as well. So you have to empower yourself and bring the bad stuff. Don't focus. Bring the good stuff. Let the good stuff float away, so all the bad stuff is in focus. You have to do that. If you want to get past a narcissistic toxic relationship, that's one thing that you absolutely have to do. Because if you do not do that, you're going to keep doing this. You're going to stay in this perpetual cycle of abuse for so long. And you're going to stay in it for long enough where you be like, damn, I've been in it for 10 years. I might as well just stay. I've been there for 20 years. I might as well just stay. I've been there 30 years. I might as well just stay. 40, 43 years. Might as well just stay. A lot of people think, I'm just saying, you get into that mindset and that dynamic. Did you put so much time and effort? You got so much invested into it that you might as well stay. Focus on the bad times, y'all. Anyway, y'all, let me cut this thing short. If you haven't already, focus on this. Bring this into focus. The I Love Me, the self-love journal is available on Amazon. Focus on this. The link is in the description of every video and podcast that I do. Or you can go to Amazon and search Lee Hammack Self-Love, Self-Love Journal. That can help you focus on the good within yourself. And the Self-Love brand is available too. I Love Me. I'm Brave. Like and subscribe for more, y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace.